טוב, בעזרת השם, תורה על המצווה. We're trying to... Eliyahu Goldman told me that we're writing the longest explanation on Likutei Moharan, so בעזרת השם. So, in that other part been written by Rabbi Nathan, said he found a torn paper in the handwriting of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and it was written on it, V'sod Acher, and like it's written, V'sod Acher, like this it's written, another secret, Al Tigal, don't tell, Vav HaZohar, like that it's written in the Zohar HaKadosh, V'shemafsik ha-nekudah me-adalet shel echad, V'ha-nekudah hi ot brit, azay na'aseh acher. When you remove that dot that you have in the back of the letter Dalet from the word Echad, so that Dalet becomes to be Resh, and it becomes to be Acher, Acher, foreign. Instead of one, becomes to be foreign. Hayinu kishemachnis berito bezona, hanikret malchut harsha'a, nikra el Acher. When a person is attaching himself to dark forces, to evil kingship, that calls foreign idol, foreign god. Aval, bas, mi shemekadesh et atzmo mizot ha-tava, but the one that purifies himself from that lust for women, azayu nitkasher b'malchut shamayim, so then he's attaching himself in kingdom of heaven, hanikra ani, that's been called ani. Ani, that means ani, me, means me. Me, you want to be something, you want to be, you're going to have a me to say, I am something, who is that me? Malchut Shamayim, kingship of heaven. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, Kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani. If you're going to be holy, you're going to be attached to me. Me, it's Hashem. ובכל מקום שאתה מוצא גדר ערבה, and in every place that רבותינו told us, things that's not allowed to get close into, closer into that lust, to desire, you're going to find holiness. Means if you're going to keep those mitzvot, you're going to find holiness, you're going to find kedusha, purification, you're going to find yourself climbing, rising. Aval man de gali arayin, but the one that he is stuck in all of those nonsense, so on him you can see those filthy things, the inun elokim acherim, those are foreign idols. Means like we said, Baruch Hashem, a lot of times before, a sin drags a sin, and you don't know which sin drags which sin. Just a man finds himself doing something, and in the next day he's going to be a priest in a church, and you don't know why. You don't remember what took him to that place. You don't know. You cannot understand what's going on. How? He's watching hours of news, of television, of sports, of using drugs, drinking alcohol, watching women. I don't know what. And you don't know how I got to that place. What happened to me? How I came to that place? It started somewhere. Rabbeinu is telling us that the main thing that pushed the man low, down, is that lust for women. That you don't know what's happening when you're defecting the covenant, when you're breaking those most important rules of being clean, of being holy, of being pure, of being modest. And even a logic mind, even just a thinking person, going to understand those things by himself. You don't need the Torah to teach you that. Those are things that everyone that have a point of truth is going to understand it very fast. You can see a lot of holy families that they are very far from Kedusha, and they're modest families, and they don't have to be Jewish at all. And you can see modesty, you can see purity in their faces, in their behavior, because they're just working straight, they're just thinking with their mind. It's my wife, I need to respect her, those are my children, I need to educate them. And then slowly, that house is building in a beautiful way. But if the person just gives freedom to all of his lusts and desires, he's losing his wife, losing his children, losing all of his house, all of good attributes. He's just losing everything. And for sure he cannot be blessed, not in parnasah, not in money matters, not in nothing. He cannot contain, because he himself is breaking his own vessels. and he finds himself the inun elokim acherim, that he becomes to be idols, foreign idols. What it means? That he is looking for honor, that he wants people to respect him, that he wants people to worship him, that he thinks that he deserves. What's going on here? Hey, where is my money? Where are those sacrifices? Why are you not sacrificing? Avram, where are those sacrifices? You haven't sacrificed them. Where are you, Avram? With us? Not with us. What a shame. Tikkunim, it's written here. Tikkunim. Going through Tikkunim. Daf Tzadik Gimel, in Tikkuni HaZohar, in page 93. ובשביל זה, and because of that, מובא בזוהר, it's written in the Zohar. קדחזה רבי שמעון, נשה שפירינו, and רבי שמעון בר יוחאי saw that in that path, in that way, there are beautiful women. אמר, so he warned his students, and told them, אל תפנו אל האלילים, don't turn to those idols. He compared those beautiful women to idols. Why? Because people are idolizing them. People believe and give faith, give power, like it's written, Al titen lanashim chelecha. Don't give the women your powers, your troops, your soldiers. What it means, don't believe that they have the power to make you happy, to make you, give you pleasure, to give you satisfaction. Remember always that all satisfaction that there is only to be close to Hashem. Kirvat Elokim li tov. Only to be close to God, it's good. And in the moment that you take for yourself that lust, that pleasure, that satisfaction, you are erasing your connection with Hashem. You're erasing your connection with Hashem, and then you cannot find Hashem anymore. And you don't know where to look for Hashem. And even if you had advice, and even if you once were going to the field, was going to the field and learning Torah, and suddenly you don't have no will to do that, and you just rather to stay home in the air condition and being stink in your own house, instead of looking for Hashem Yitbarach and enjoying and to be able to say Kirvat Elohim Elokim Ligud. It's good for me to be close to Hashem, and where is Hashem? And I want to read the book of Tehillim, and I want to say Mishnayot, and I need to do another 1 hour in Bodedut and to put Filin, and where is the Bet Knesset, the closest Bet Knesset, and I need to find the Chabruta. You have a desire for Hashem Yitbarach, but when you let yourself fall into those lust and desires, you lose your will. This is a certain difference that there is in that sin more than from the rest of all other mitzvot, because sins. Because when a person is sinning in all other kinds of sins, so he's adding husks, darkness on himself. But, and all of those husks are hiding the spark, the soul that he's got inside. But when the man is defecting the covenant and he's taking out seed, so he's taking out the spark, the soul, the power of life that he's got inside of him. So he doesn't need no husks to fall. He's losing it. He's losing his will to live. He's losing the will to live. He doesn't have no desire to live anymore. He gave it. And to who he gave it? Because lust for women, this is arayot, elokim acherim, foreign idols, malchut harsha'ah, kingship, wicked, evil kingship. Ubishvil zeh, and for that, sgula levatel hirurei ni'uv, there is the wonderful sgula to cancel filthy thoughts, likro shem ha'Yisrael uvaruch shem kvod malchuto, like we said, the Rabbeinu told us in the beginning of the Torah, to say kriyat shema and baruch shem kvod malchuto lo'olam v'ayim. Like that it's written, כמובן, פסוק, like that it's written on the verse, ויקרב אל אחיו המדיינית, that he brought the מדיינית toward his brothers. It's written, and over there, it's written that Am Israel were crying, and Rashi is explaining, Rabbeinu brought that before, that Rashi is writing that they were crying and saying Shema. בוכים ואומרים שמה. So because they didn't want it, Chas Shalom, also to have those filthy thoughts, to have that desire, so immediately they were concentrating in the faith of Yichud, that there is only one God, Shema Yisrael Hashem, because it's this or that. It's in the moment that you going one step toward to that last horrible lust, this is it. God is not in the picture anymore. You can forget Hashem for years. hopefully one day something gonna happen to wake you up. Never tell. Nimtza, now we can see שעיקר הניסיון, that the main test, והצירוף, how we said צירוף, or ביוסף, what? No, not that צירוף, like טהרה.
Or refining.
Refining. שמנסים לאדם, that they're trying, testing the person, אין מנסים אותו, אלא בניאוף, they're not testing him, and nothing else except of ניאוף, lust for women. This is the main test. This is the main test. And to all of the bachelors that are nodding their heads and saying, oh yes, I know, it's so hard. Boysai, you haven't started. You don't know nothing. It's so easy to be parush with no food in the refrigerator that you don't have no desire for food. Rav Shalom said those words. Oh, Hashem. Just quoting. When you have a wife in your house, it's a different test. It's a different test. Then you should show how holy you are, that you really have a strong will, that you're working on that, and you're praying on that every day, half an hour, every day, half an hour, and you're working on that to keep mitzvat onata, that it's her time, that you're thinking really only about her, and you're not thinking about yourself. This is the test. Shiklula mishivim umot, and that last is included from 70 nations. Like we said, that every nation got a certain attribute, certain lacking, bad attribute, that she most damaged in that one, most contaminated in that one. And the ni'uf is contained them all. Means what? That if you find yourself that you have a problem with anger, problem with revenge, problem with sadness, problem with being cheap, I don't know what. If you're going to look on the roots of all of it, you're going to find ni'uf. You're going to find lust for women. This is the reason that you're so cheap, is because you have lust for women. If you're going to investigate and going to work hard on yourself to, why am I so angry? What's going on with me? Why I was angry today? If you're going to look deep inside, you're going to just see that you had lust for your wife or another woman or something like that. Something, it started over there. This is the main fire of all of those campfires that are bad attributes of all 70 nations, included in that one. This is one why when Balak and Bil'am wanted to damage Am Yisrael, they saw that. He said, "Ma tovu alecha Yaakov, cannot touch them. This is it. They're modest. Their tents are not facing each other. Everyone is happy in his house, and they don't chas shalom, don't have no ni'uf between them. You cannot touch them." This is why they send their daughters to fail them in ni'uf. Because then HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself gonna, what it means, gonna hide his face from them. Because Elokem shel ele sone zima, because God hates that thing. He hates that lust. The people are throwing everything for 5 minutes of imagination. For 5 minutes of imagination. I heard on a person that was flying half of the world to be with a woman for 5 minutes and came back. 5 minutes! Crazy! Crazy! For what? And for what? And ruin his house, and ruin his children, and ruin everything. Nothing counts. When this is in his mind, like an animal, like a bull, like a horse, this is it. He sees a female and this is it. No more explanations, no more rules, no more obligations, no more Torah mitzvot, no will for the future, hopes, and plans, things that he's working on them for years. Nothing. No. A woman with a red dress, this is it. Shor Muad lost it. This is it. He lost it. So, in that test, what's going to protect you? That knowledge that you know that you don't have the power to stand against that test. That humility, that point of truth that you know. I'm in the hands of the Yetzirah. I don't have no control on myself. Really. I saw myself already failing and failing and failing. That point of humility is going to bring you to pray on that subject daily. Because there is no guarantee except of prayers. Because only to beg to Ribbono Shel Olam every day, Hashem, please help me. Hashem, please save me. Save my house. Save my wife. Save my children. And if you're going to work on yourself, Rabbeinu is promising us, it's written, et levavcha ve'et levav zaracha, that when a man is circumcising his own heart, means doing tshuva and purifying his heart, immediately you're going to purify the heart of your children also. Means you're saying, alright, I'm going to work on myself, but what's going to be with my children? The children are the result of your actions. If you're going to have that lust, you will never going to be able to stop your children. But if you're going to work on yourself, you're going to plant powers in your children also. You're going to give them power to stand against that lust, against that desire, that they will not going to care about it, will never going to think about it. Going to be pure, going to be holy. It depends in your effort, in your tshuva, in your daily prayers. And Rabbeinu said, if you believe that you can spoil, that you can ruin, you should believe that you can fix. And even things that you cannot understand, how I'm going to fix those. This is it. He saw his child went already. He saw his baby boy. That this is it. He's already 30 and... you don't know. You don't know. From hell people can do tshuva. From hell a person can wake up one day and do tshuva. You don't know. And maybe his tshuva is going to be so honest and so sincere and with such a broken heart that he's going to be accepted in such a wonderful way that he's going to become to be righteous. Maybe especially him, that one, why he fell so low? Why do you think that someone fell so low? So low! Why? Because he's so sensitive. Because he's so delicate and so beautiful and so kind and so nice and so amazing, and he's got so many wonderful points inside of him that the Yetzirah wanted him. This is why. And the Yetzirah put so many powers, sent so many demons and troops of soldiers, of dark forces to conquer that wonderful child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Especially him. Daika. Exactly. This is why. Because he's so beautiful. Because he's so good. Because he's so amazing. This is why, Adrabah, you're not allowed to give up. Especially from him. Especially if you saw that he fell so low, that you saw that something is ruined in a horrible way, that he's defecting every day, ruin every day, breaking, horrifying situation with him. You don't know what's going to be. On him you should fight the most. How are you going to fight? There's a story that there was a child been kidnapped. It's not a new story. In Ukraine, over there, 200 years ago, in the days of Rabbi Natan, by the Russians over there, and the wife, she ran into the Beit Knesset and started to scream. She opened the Aron HaKodesh, thank you, Ark, and started to scream, Ribbono Shel Olam, my child, my baby, my boy. And she was screaming and screaming for something like an hour, and she died. She died out of her sorrow. Because of all of her sorrow, all of her pain, she died. They came, horrible news, something horrible happened in the village. They came to Rabbi Natan to let him know. Rabbi Natan said, he was sorry, of course, and everything, like everyone else, but he said, she wasn't thinking straight. She wasn't acting wisely. If she would pray 1 hour every day on her child, not only that she would bring her child back, she would bring a lot more children back. So, even if you want to pray on your child, even if you want to pray on a certain very hard situation, don't give all of your powers today and kill yourself and this is it. No, I have to do 6 on that and 6 tomorrow and another 6 and 6 and 6. And after 1 month, falling to depressed, to sorrow, to frustration, he gives up. He said, look, I was praying so much and Hashem is not accepting my tefillot. Rav Shalom told me on that Last for Women that even if a person going to pray on that, this is what, those are the numbers that he said, Beli Neder, for 5 hours every day for 3 months straight, he will not going to see no result, no progress. And if after 3 months he's going to look at himself that he prayed so much and nothing changed, nothing, totally nothing changed, for sure he's going to fall to despair. So this is why he said, you always need to look on the good points that you have and strengthen yourself in a positive way
and to pray on it daily, only for half an hour a day.
So even if you have a critical situation, you need to check how many powers you have. If you have the power to go, to do 6, to do 12, to do 11, to do until you're going to be answered like Moshe Rabbeinu, wonderful, go climb Mount Sinai, it's mamash, just you need to walk straight. You're going to be there. In the beginning of my tshuva, I drove once to it was a huge chizuk for me. I went to Haifa, and we went a few friends, and we didn't know what we're looking for. And I was looking for Hashem Yitbarach, and I didn't know how and what to do. And suddenly I see a sign, the cave of Me'arat Eliyahu Navi, cave of Eliyahu Navi. And I said, hey, cave of Eliyahu Navi, it's a good opportunity to find Hashem. And there was a phone number. So I called that number, and I'm asking him, where is the Me'arat Eliyahu Navi? And he's telling me, just go straight, and hangs up the phone. This is it. I don't know if I'm facing Jerusalem, facing Haifa, facing the sea. He's saying, just go straight. But it was enough for me. That was the truth. That was the words that I was supposed to hear. You want to find Me'arat Eliyahu Navi? Just go straight. Just go straight. We found Me'arat Eliyahu Navi. We slept there at night. In the morning they opened it. Then the Ishmaelim they have the key to the gate. In the morning we made wonderful Ibadadut, light some candles over there. We came to the mountain. First thing, saw a Haredi man sits with a woman talking, and it's a table of Keren Kayemet Israel outside of the, and so we came and they said Shalom Alechem, Shalom Alechem. He's telling us, what's your name? So everyone are answering, and then I asked him, what's your name? Saying Eliyahu. Nice, alright. Crazy. It was the first Shabbos that I kept, now that I'm thinking about it. After it, we met someone, it was crazy heat. And we found there is a spring, there is a mikveh over there. And outside of Haifa. And someone took us, someone that is a Baal Tshuva took us over there. And we were keeping Shabbos over there. He told us that he bought food and everything. He was making Shabbos over there in that spring. And he told us, if you want to be with me here, so you have to keep Shabbos. So for me, it was a wonderful opportunity. And Baruch Hashem, and this was the first Shabbos I kept, Baruch Hashem. So, Bezrat Hashem, like we said, so, first end, the straight way is to listen to the voice of Chachamim. Chachamim are saying you have to have 1 hour of Bodudut every day, and to pray on one issue for half an hour. This is it. So even if you have a critical situation, you need to pray on it for half an hour. To stand for 30 minutes and to pray. Ribbono shel Olam, please help me. Ribbono shel Olam, please save me. You have the powers. Like we said yesterday, especially to pray on faith and on confidence. On faith and on confidence. And remember that Gemara, it's a huge chizuk a lot of times, that the Gemara in Masechet Brachot is saying that when the man is sneezing while he's praying, it means that he's answering his prayer. A lot of times you can find yourself sneezing in your tefillah, and you need to strengthen yourself. It means that Hashem is accepting my tefillah. And you're going to, once in a while, you're going to find yourself sneezing in the worst part of your tefillah. But you need to believe that now you've been heard. Now Hashem, it's really Masechet Brachot, that when a man is sneezing, like that is, and the body is enjoying from that sneeze, it's relieving in a certain way. So also they're going to help him like that in heaven. They're accepting, they're going to answer his tefillah. Yes, I was sneezing yesterday night, Baruch Hashem. So, like we said, that lust for women is included from all 70 nations, means 70 bad attributes. And like we said before, the fact that some person, he is, for an example, I read yesterday a story on a righteous man. He was hidden, but also famous. He was very, very hidden, and also a lot of people knew him. His name was Rabbi Yosef Schwarz, Saba Schwarz from Netanya. He was a Holocaust survivor. When he was 8 years old, already he had miracles, and Eliyahu Navi saved him a few times in the Holocaust, during the Holocaust. And he had miracles. He came here to Eretz Israel. The story of his wedding is crazy. I don't know if there is a crazier story than that. he was volunteer in a hospital, working voluntarily in a hospital, and he heard a woman cry, and he went in and asked her, "Why are you crying?" So she said that she's crippled from her
waist
and down, and who's gonna marry her? So he told her, "Don't cry, I'm gonna marry you." This is the story. This is how they got married. And she was kept on crying, and he told her, "I promise you, this is it. I'm going to make you happy." So she said, "No, you just have mercy on me, pity on me." He told her, "No, I want to make you happy. I love you." You like, "What?"
Whatever.
Her father was blind. So she took him somehow. He took her to see her father. And her father was blind, and he touched his face in Netanya. We're talking 70 years ago. No, beard wasn't allowed in Eretz Israel 70 years ago. It wasn't exist. So the father touched his face and told him, "You have a beard." So he told him, "Yes, and your daughter, she's a cripple, so it's a good shidduch." So he told him, "Really, why you want to take her? She cannot walk. How are you going to have children with her?" So he told him, "You're going to see." This is what he told him. He was blind. He told him, "You're going to see in the wedding that your daughter is standing on her legs, and we're going to have a baby boy, and we're going to call him Yitzchak after your name."
Wow.
And that was exactly what had happened.
Wow.
The father saw, his eyes were open in the wedding, the daughter was standing on her legs, and they got married. He changed her a diaper during the chuppah, just that you're going to know. There was a rabbi over there that said that he's the only one that is able to do that, and he changed her a diaper during the chuppah. So that Rav Yosef Schwartz, what was the story that I wanted to tell you? So many stories I have on him.
Rav Yosef Dayan.
Rav Yosef Dayan. So, but I wanted to tell you a story on Rav Yosef Schwartz. What were we talking about? Oh, now Baruch Hashem, now I remember. That one time he was in Netanya, he lived over there in a neighborhood of Tripolitain. Tripoli, it's a place close to Morocco.
Libya.
And so it's a Zot Mizrach Sfaradim, and it's not the same one. It's another one. This is Rabbi Yosef Dayan. He's buried in Aram Menuchot. Of Yosef Shlomo Dayan, is buried very close to the grave of Rav Kaduri.
Mm-hmm.
There are also crazy stories about him. There was a righteous man named Rav Yosef Voltoch, another Yosef, I don't remember who was the tzaddik that he met, but he told him, "There is a righteous man that you..." I don't remember his name, but he asked him if he knows hidden righteous people. So Rabbi Yosef Voltoch asked that righteous man if he knows more righteous people. So he told him, "You can go now to the grave of Rabbi Eliyahu ben Yoyada. Over there is a person that is making a lot of Yehudim," and on and on. And he went over there for a few hours, and he was still there, for sure, crying and making Yehudim, lying on top of the grave of Rabbi Eliyahu ben Yoyada. Huge righteous man. He never got married, Rabbi Yosef Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Never got married. So... So Rabbi Yosef Schwartz, he lived in the neighborhood of Tripolitain, and he learned the language, Tripolitite. Ashkenazi from Hungary learned Tripolitite, and he was talking Tripolitite. And one day they went to Los Angeles, and he said to his helper, "I need to go to a restaurant." So the Rav, "You're eating like you don't need a restaurant." "You're not eating. I need a restaurant." He said, "No, I have to go to a restaurant." And they're looking for a restaurant until they found the Tripolitite restaurant over there. And he said, that is the one. We need to go over there." And they came over there, and immediately the Rabbi Yosef Dayan went to the cook, to the tabach, and he starts to talk to him, and he's talking to him about faith and asking him questions. So the Baal HaBayit, a Jewish person, came to him and told him, "Rabbi Yosef, why are you talking to him? He's a goy, he's an Ishmaeli, he's a non-Jew." So he told him, "Be quiet, he's Jewish. What are you talking about?" So he told him, "He's working here for 4 years. I know him, he's Ishmaeli." He told him, "You don't know nothing, he's Jewish." And he starts to talk to him more and more and more and investigate and realize his mother, she was Jewish and everything, and he's a Jew. So, you don't know. When we're saying here 70 nations, you don't know. We don't know what we're talking about. We don't know. When we're talking about those on those bad attributes of 70 languages, we don't know. Everyone have them inside. And it can be that you one day going to find a goy that you don't know who is he. You don't know. So we don't know exactly who is who and what's the story. And a girl that been converted, it's written, we heard from friends from class that actually they're Jewish from birth. Just they need to go for a certain process. The soul, everything is the same. Just they need to go through a certain process. But they saw the habit already before. Even when they born non-Jews, but actually they were Jews over there. In the, you don't know. And you have souls of Erev Rav. You see Jewish people and you say, what's going on with you? Your father, he was such a huge rabbi learning Torah, and that person is doing things against Judaism. He's trying to destroy the yeshivot and doing whatever he can. And you say, he's acting like a son of Israel, like a Nazi. He's acting. He's doing everything to ruin. And there are souls of Erev Rav. It is a non-Jew that born from a Jewish woman. So, we don't know. Of course, we have the halachic rules that we have to keep, that we have to listen to them and not to move from them even a breath of a hair. But, to know that we don't know nothing. Not to imagine that we know, oh, non-Jews, this is it, you mark them. Very easily you can mark the Jews the same. You can mark the Jews very easily. This is why it's all, it's like it's a tale, it's a mashal. It's to explain to you. And this is what the Bore Olam said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Psol Lecha. You need to disqualify yourself. Psol Lecha. When you want to write the Torah, first of all, you need to disqualify yourself. First of all, you need to understand that you are wrong. That you are far. That you don't have what it requires. That you need to serve Hashem. That all of the rebuke fits for me. I am the one that's been rebuked now when I'm learning this Torah. I am the one that went to that horrible place, to all of those horrible places. I am the one that been contaminated, that was making Hashem angry. I am that one that needs to do tshuva. I am that one that contains all of those bad attributes. I am the one that needs to work on the main thing and to pray for half an hour every day. If you're not learning like that, you cannot learn. You just don't understand what's written. Only when you learn like that in humility, you can understand what that's written. Because if not, you can memorize a lot of texts. It's not a problem. It's a text. This is it. It's an interesting book. A lot of information. It's not going to bring you nowhere. Only when the person becomes to be like the desert, Midbar Ladushbo, that he knows that he's the worst one, that he's dry, that he doesn't have no powers from himself, that he's flat, that he doesn't have nothing to be arrogant about, nothing to be proud about. Just only in the fact that Hashem loves him. So he's happy. And then he's happy and praising Hashem. And he feels the merit, so grateful on every small point that he receives in Avodat Hashem. You think, wow, I'm so lucky because I know that I'm so far from all of it. And then you can grow. This is the real growth. A seed cannot grow until he becomes rotten first. First of all, you have to feel rotten. Totally buried and rotten, and to let the sun and the rain and everything to go on you and to break you to pieces, to parts. And in that day that you become to be like the ground, like earth, this is the day that you're going to start growing, like that seed. This is why the Gemara is saying, Emunah ze Seder Zraim, that faith is the part of the beginning of Mishnah that is Seder Zraim, because the faith got the power of growing. Of developing, like seeds, that they're growing. And if you have faith, faith means that there is nothing except of Hashem. You are nothing. Enod milvado, only Hashem exists. Only Hashem is so kind that He's got mercy that are enough even for me. Even for me. And everyone has to have that observation in his itbodedut. Without itbodedut, you cannot have it. It's a wonderful lecture, Baruch Hashem. Nice. Without itbodedut, you will never going to bring it into your heart. Alright, you heard it today. You know it. But you need to bring it into your heart. This is what it's written, קחו עמכם דברים ושובו אל השם. To do תשובה. To do תשובה every day. Every day remind myself, who am I? Where I was crawling out from? Which caves? Which swamps? Which filthy places? Where I was growing? Where I was growing? What I was doing? How was I sinning? How was I making Hashem angry? How I'm sinning today? Where is my Yirat Shamayim today? Every day you have to judge yourself from the beginning, from last day his bodedut until today his bodedut. And if you're not judging like that today, how can you pray? Where you have that courage to ask for things? To ask. Based on that, Rav Shalom is saying that we're not even allowed to pray to ask for things. Just only to praise Hashem, only to thank Hashem. What can you ask? If you have so many crazy debts, and you haven't completed your tshuva yet, how can you ask? But when you know that you're doing whatever you can, and you're praying every day, and you're judging yourself every day, and more than that, you're not able to do, because you're not God, you're just a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you can do whatever you can do, and you don't have more than 24 hours a day, and the Itbodedut is 1 hour, 1 hour and a half, as much as you can, but this is it, there is a limit to that, there is a limit to what that you can achieve every day. So when you understand that, you can ask. When you fulfilled your obligation and you made your tshuva and you ask on what that you need to ask for mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now you can ask for your needs. Now you can ask for your needs. You can say, Ribono Shel Olam, I realize that I'm not supposed to ask for that. But I need it, Ribono Shel Olam. I need help in my parnasah. I need to pay rent. I need to pay for electricity bill. I don't know what to do. We need to buy food. I want to take my wife to a restaurant once in a while. So please make a kosher one. We're not talking about the money. Make one kosher restaurant, please. Sheiknulam isod acher. So that lust for women is included from a foreign secret. El acher, foreign idol. Uchshetzoek le'elokim, kmo shekatuv. And when the man is screaming to Elokim, like that it's written, Ken nafshi ta'arog elecha, that you yearn to Hashem, that you want Hashem, ve'tzo'ek shiv'in kalin, lo pachot, and you scream 70 voices, not less. You want to be saved from 70 lusts and desires, so you need to scream 70 languages, 70 screams, like a woman that she's in labor, that she cannot give birth before she's going to scream 70 screams, huge screams. You want to give birth to something? You want to develop? You want to grow? You want to bring something wonderful into the world? You need to scream! You have to scream! Azai, so then, niftachin lo sodot haTorah, the secrets of Torah been revealed to him, been opened to him. Secrets of the Torah means the inner part of the Torah. Inner part of the Torah means the inner the will of Hashem. The real will of Hashem Yitzbarach. You can understand. Like that it's written, Et asher ekalti echmartem, et asher echmarti ekaltem, what that I said that is light, you made it so strict, and what that I said it's so important and strict, you made it so light. When you're serving Hashem Yitzbarach like that you're screaming to Hashem, that you're asking, Adricheni ba'amitecha, teach me your truth, and you're crying on that for days, for years, you can understand what's really important. Hashem Yitzbarach. Like what the Rav Shalom is writing in Briti Shalom. That to guard the eyes, people are saying to themselves that it's chassidut to guard the eyes. But the truth is that if you're not guarding your eyes, you're breaking so many lavin midoraita, even from Aseret HaDibrot. Lot in af, lot achmod. That lot achmod, this is the strictest isu, prohibition in the Ten Commandments, in all of the Torah, lot achmod. And if your eyes are open, you lost it. Because the eye see and the heart desire. This is it. So you have to close your eyes. And you can see rabbis and chief rabbis that are teaching Torah daily. And they think that to guard their eyes it's chassidut. They don't realize that it's the foundations of Torah. The beginning of all rules of Torah. Why? Because they don't have that filah. Because they're not begging like David HaMelech, Adricheni ba'amitecha. David HaMelech, that he knows all Shas, that he knows all Torah, Kedosha, he knows it all. And he keeps on screaming to Hashem because he knows that Hashem gives the wisdom. This is how we're praising Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara is asking what a person that wants to learn Torah, to grow in wisdom, what he should do. The Gemara is sending him to learn from Rabbi Akiva. What Rabbi Akiva was doing, he was asking from the one that the wisdom belongs to him. A lot of people can go to Beit Midrash and to learn Torah all day long and not to grow spiritually. They're not going to grow. They're going to memorize a lot of texts. They're going to make a lot of, eat a lot of kugel and rogalach in Seudat Siyum Masechet. Wonderful. Going to add a lot of weight, Baruch Hashem, but because of the shiur. You have to have shiur. You have to finish complete the shiur for the bracha achrona. And then you forget that the shiur brings you to Birkat HaMazon, and you say mezonot, so just you lost the bracha even. From all of the shiur, you were supposed to say Birkat HaMazon now. Spiritually, to grow, it's to be closer to Hashem every day. Every day, you have Hashem more in your life. You think more about Hashem. You want Hashem more. You're afraid to sin more. And where is Hashem? All of the time. Hashem is in front of your eyes. All of this is spiritual development, growth. That Hashem is more present in your life. That Hashem is in your life more. In more situations, in more ways, in more angles, in more colors. That you can see Hashem more, you think more about Hashem, you find yourself pray more to Hashem, you find yourself confess with a bigger heart, with a purer heart. Hashem is here. You become to be Yerei Shamayim. You're afraid to sin. You don't want to sin. Things that for sure once they were allowed, permitted for you, now you started to think about them. And with the time, with the years, they're going to be like an iron wall for you. You're not crossing that line. You're never going to do that. No, chas v'shalom. And you say, hey, me? I'm saying chas v'shalom on that. Now you can make a seudat siyum masechet. If you find yourself that you progress in your irat shamayim, you can make a seudah on that. It's worth the thing to make a seudah. On siyum masechet, it makes you more arrogant. You do siyum masechet. You more. Now let's make a celebration that I am the most arrogant person in the yeshiva. Come on! Let's make a party! I'm more arrogant than you! I finished another masechta! Irubin! I finished Irubin! Avoisai! Finished Irubin! Irubin finished him. Total lost. This is it. He lost all of it! He lost Hashem! He lost Hashem! Because ani siyamti masechet iruvin, me, it was me. And Hashem is saying, en ani ve'o yecholim ladur b'makom echad. Me and him cannot live in one place. Me, like we saw in the beginning of the shiur, ani, it's the malchut shamayim, anikra ani. It's kingship of heaven, this is me. If you're making your siyudat siyum masechet, thanking Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, I don't know, it was such a merit. Thank you, Ribono Shel Olam. You helped me daily to finish that thing that I don't know where I found powers to do that. Only you, Hashem, had mercy on me and you brought me to that Siyum Masechet. Thank you, Hashem. And you're praising Hashem. This is a Seuda. It's good food to eat. It's good. You can eat from that. It's not contaminated. There is over there someone, cowboy, finished Masechtot. A boy said, it's not it. The success can succeed only by getting closer to Hashem Yitbarach. The success is eternal success. It's only to have Hashem in your life. This is the only success that there is. Only success. So secrets of the Torah, the mitamrin megalim le, the highest secrets they reveal to him. To who? To the one that is doing it, bodedut. To the one that is screaming in 70 voices. Think about it. This is the only thing in Avodat Hashem that cannot bring you to arrogant. If you finish all Shas, for sure, there is a huge risk on that. A huge risk on being a Lamdan. But even if you're going to go to the field every day for 10 hours, who's going to praise you on that? Who's going to give you honor and respect on that? Even in Yeshiva Breslev. Who's going to respect you on doing 6 hours every day? Who? They're going to say, another Meshuggah. Another crazy person that is doing 6 hours every day. We saw a lot of crazy people. Most of them fell in the end. This is what the people are going to say on you if they're going to hear that you're doing 6 hours every day. You cannot receive no honor, no respect by doing that. Only humility. What that means that Hashem Yitbarach is with you. If in the end of the Yitbodedut you find humility, it means that you achieved a lot more than what that you prayed on. Because to pray on humility, I don't know if there is someone that is able to do that. No one is praying on that. Because you hate it, so you're not going to pray on something you hate. You hate the purpose. The purpose that we've been created for is to be humble. We hate it. We hate it. To be humiliated, to see all of your lackings, to understand how much you're the worst one of them all, how much you ruined, how much you destroyed. No one likes it. But if you received it in the end of the Yitbodedut, you have to understand that this is a successful Yitbodedut. That you feel that you went out empty-handed, that your prayers are not being answered. This is success. This is real success. Because now you know that really you should have Hashem Yitbarach in your life. And you have to get closer to real righteous people. And why it's not working in your vessel, something is wrong with you, you need to fix yourself more. Pushed you to Hashem. That long Yitbodedut pushed you straight to Hashem Yitbarach. This is a success. An eternal success. ומוליד נפשין חטין, and you bring down to this world, give birth to new souls, כי מוליד תורה, because you bring Torah, והתורה היא כלולה מנפשות ישראל, because the Torah is included from souls of Am Israel, ומגלה הפנים של התורה, and you reveal the face of the Torah, face means the kindness of the Torah, you can understand what's it written in the Torah. People that are so strict and angry and all of the time they're full with angers and stress. They cannot see the real will of Hashem Yitbarach that's written in the Torah. The Torah is Torah Chaim, Torah of life, Torah of kindness, Torah of mercy. You can reveal the real face of the Torah, what Hashem wants from us. Hashem wants us to know that He loves us, that He's waiting for us. Look how many years He's waiting. How many years until all of us gonna do tshuva? Hashem could save us long, so many generations ago. There were righteous people, so many huge righteous people, generations that were huge in wisdom and in talents and in abilities and in actions and in kindness. Generations of Tanaim, Amoraim, Savoraim, Geonim, Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. And Kadosh Baruch Hu haven't saved them. Why haven't saved them? Because He wants to save us also with them. He wants to save the last generation also. Until the last Jew gonna, the last Ger that needs to convert gonna complete his conversion. Until the last Jew gonna be on that boat, then it's gonna save. Thank you very much.